KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Duke remained at number one in this week's AP Men's College Basketball poll for the second straight week. Blue Devils with a couple of lopsided wins last week over Notre Dame and number 11 ranked Virginia. That win versus Virginia on Saturday clinched the top seed for the upcoming ACC tournaments. Arizona held on to the number two spots, followed by Michigan, Connecticut, and Florida. The Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC each now have five ranked teams, the most of any conference. The UConn women, they remain the unanimous number one on the women's side. The Huskies are 31-0 this season. They've won 47 straight games. They received all 31 first-place votes. UCLA came in at number two, followed by South Carolina, Texas, and Vanderbilt, the rest of your top five. Number two, Arizona, defeated number six, Iowa State, last night, 73-57, while the number one, Duke, blew out North Carolina State's 93-64. Coming up tonight, the 19th-ranked Miami of Ohio looks to stay undefeated as they take on at Toledo at 6 o'clock. A 9th-ranked Nebraska, they're on the road at UCLA. That's a 10 p.m. tip-off on FS1. 14th-ranked Kansas, also on the road tonight at Arizona State at 8 o'clock, while the Oregon hosts number 11, Illinois. The Houston Texans are acquiring Detroit running back David Montgomery for an offensive lineman and two draft picks. The Lions will receive a 4th-round pick this year and a 7th-rounder next year. Montgomery had 2,500 rushing yards and 33 touchdowns in 3 years with Detroit after spending his first 4 years in Chicago. The WNBA sent a new CBA proposal to the Players Union on Sunday night that includes allowing some of its young stars like Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers to earn a chance at a maximum salary quicker. The new offer would allow players on rookie contracts who were first or second team all-league to become eligible to sign a max contract in their 4th year and would not be eligible for a franchise tag designation following that extension. NBA from last night, just 4 games on the schedule. The Denver Nuggets would hold off Utah 128-125. Denver's Jamal Murray scored 45 points, made the go-ahead free throws with 31 seconds remaining. Also, Nikola Jokic had 22 points and 12 rebounds. Houston beat Washington 123-118. Kevin Durant with 30 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. Washington's Trae Young was ejected from the game after leaving the bench to come onto the courts to complain to a referee just days before he's expected to make his Wizards debut. Boston Celtics beat Milwaukee 108-81 behind 25 points from Peyton Pritchard. That spoils Giannis Antetokounmpo's return to Milwaukee from a right calf strain. Giannis had 19 points and 11 rebounds in 25 minutes. It's his first game since getting injured on January 23rd. And Kawhi Leonard with 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists as the Clippers erased a 17-point deficit to beat Golden State 114-101. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.